KJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by the TAMS Insurance Agency in Avoca. In sports around the area last night, Atlantic participating in the Greene County Cross Country Invitational in Class 2A Girls in the Class AA Girls race. It was Abby Cohut Jackson of Ballard winning the individual race, with Tiffany Williams of Atlantic placing second. Also in the top 24 Atlantic was Ashley Waltz. She placed 17th last night. The overall team champion in that meet last night was Ballard with 41 points. Winterset was the runner-up. Atlantic placed third with 97 points in that girls' meet. In the girls' Class A division, it was Sydney Clark of Des Moines Christian winning the title. Panorama's Hannah Appleseth placing second. IKM Manning's Peyton Sporer was third. Panorama's Devin Kemble was fourth. Also, IKM Manning's Shane Sporer was sixth. Panorama's Meredith Olson placed 11th. Also, Mackenzie Olson of Panorama was 15th. Also in the top 20 last night, Audubon's Carmen Malloy, she was 16th, and Emily Kopic of Exira EHK running 19th in that race. Panorama took the individual title with 39 points, or the team title, rather. IKM Manning placed 4th, Audubon was 8th, Exira EHK placing 9th in that girls' meet. On the boys' side, in the Class AA race, it was Luke Cohut Jackson of Ballard winning the title. Also for Atlantic, Ryan Hawkins placed 14th. Phoenix Shadden was 24th. Marshall McDermott 34th to help lead their effort. The team champ was Winterset with 69 points. Kemper Catholic was 3rd. Denison 4th. Creston was 6th. Atlantic placed 7th in the team competition. In the Class A boys division in that meet last night at Greene County, it was Trey Thompson of Ogden winning the title. Panorama's Sam Bassett placing 5th. Exira EHK's Evan Wilson ran 11th last night. Mitchell Nelson of Audubon placing 12th. IKM Manning's Matt Johnson was 18th. Sam Courtney of Guthrie Center ran 19th. Those are among some of the top 20 place finishers locally. Southeast Valley won the team title. Also locally, Panorama placed 5th. IKM Manning was 6th. Audubon 9th. Exira EHK 10th. Orient Maxburg ran 11th in that meet last night. High school volleyball around the area last night. In Western Iowa Conference play, it was Griswold picking up a 3-1 victory over Missouri Valley. IKM Manning swept 3 straight from Logan Magnolia. Trainer won 3 in a row over Riverside, while Tri-Center defeated Audubon 3-0. In Rolling Valley Conference play, it was Adair Casey over Arweva 3-0. Exira EHK beating Glidden-Ralston 3-1. Bouyer Valley over Charter Oak Ute in 3 straight. Dallas Center Grimes downed Coon Rapids Bayard 2-0. Also around the region last night in girls volleyball, it was Central Decatur over Lennox in 3 straight. East Mills swept 3 from Heartland Christian. Panorama beat CMB 2-1. Sydney over Wymore Southern Nebraska 2-0. Stanton beat South Page 3-0. And it was Weeping Water Nebraska over Sydney 2-1. Well, the third high school volleyball weekly ratings came out yesterday afternoon by the Girls Athletic Union. In Class 1A, Holy Trinity Catholic continues to hold down the top spot with Janesville and Central Lyon 2 and 3. Guthrie Center is up a couple of spots this week at number 8 in the poll. In Class 2A, Dyke New Hartford remains number 1, followed by Western Christian and Unity Christian in the top 3 spots. Trainer moves up a notch to number 10 this week, while St. Albert falls 5 spots to number 11. In Class 3A this week, Solon remains on top with Mount Vernon 2nd. Independence up a spot to number 3, and Red Oak moves up one place to number 4 in this week's poll. Last week's number 8, Kemper Catholic, drops to 15th this week. In Class 4A, Harlan continues to lead the poll with West Delaware and Marion 2 and 3. Lewis Central is number 9 ranked this week. That's up a spot, and Carroll debuts at number 12 in the poll. In Class 5A, Ankeny Centennial is ranked number 1, followed by Dowling Catholic and Bettendorf. Also in the top 10, Abraham Lincoln. They're in at number 9 in this week's poll as they stay put from last week. Well, plenty of high school football on the slate around the area tonight. Hopefully things will dry out a bit for the third week of the season. And Atlantic will be trying to build off of last week's home victory as they make a trip to Glenwood tonight to open up district play. Glenwood head coach Corey Faust says he sees tremendous improvement in Atlantic from week 1 to week 2.
I really like their schemes that they run on both sides of the ball. They, like us, they run some options, some spread option football, and we know they've got some dynamic athletes. With them, I think it all starts with the quarterback. I believe his name's Joey Walker. Really good athlete, good kid. Did some nice things against us last year. I remember running the ball, making decisions, and throwing it. And they got some good players up front as well. They seem to really play hard on defense and run to the ball well.
Well, both teams are 1-1 for the year, and Atlantic head coach Eric Waldstein feels that Glenwood is very similar to his squad.
You know, they've got a little bit of size in the middle, and, you know, they've got some pretty good athletes. You know, I think their quarterback's a younger guy. I think he's a sophomore. So, but, you know, like I said, they've got some athletes and, you know, got a little size in the middle. I think we'll match up really well.
Waldstein says Glenwood's sophomore quarterback Colton Wilwerding looks very familiar.
You know, he reminds me kind of a young Joey. I mean, he's a good athlete, you know, does a lot of things really well. He's a young kid, so he still makes some mistakes, you know, which is, you know, understandable. I mean, you're going to get that out of a younger quarterback, but, you know, overall, he's a good athlete and he can make some plays.
Well, you can hear more from Atlantic coach Eric Waldstein at 4:45 this afternoon on Trojan Preview. Our high school football coverage then tonight begins with who's going to win at 6:00. Then our 1 hour long pregame show gets underway at 6:30. Kickoff is set for 7:30 tonight. You can listen live at AM 1220 or FM 101.1 online at KJAN.com or on your smartphone with the free KJAN app. And you can also watch our live streaming video of the game tonight on our TV page at KJAN.com. That's Atlantic at Glenwood tonight. Some other matchups around the area. The first night of district play in 3A District 8. Among the games, Creston will host Winterset, and Harlan has a non-district tilt at home against Lewis Central. In 2A District 8 tonight, nice game over at Avoca tonight as AHSTW will play host to Clarinda. Also, Kemper Catholic will host West Central Valley. Red Oak visits Shenandoah. In Class 1A play tonight in District 1, it'll be Trainer at IKM Manning this evening. Also, Missouri Valley hosting Underwood. In Class 1A District 8 tonight, Southwest Valley will be at home against Panorama. Also in Class A play tonight in District 1, Griswold visits Audubon. St. Albert has a big date at Logan Magnolia. Tri-Center plays at Maple Valley. Riverside will host Westwood. In Class A District 8 tonight, Nottoway Valley will be at home against Earlham. Bedford will host Southeast Warren. Also among the eight-man matchups tonight in District 1, Exira EHK is at River Valley. Also Boyer Valley at home to Newell Fonda. In District 7, Adair Casey will host Northeast Hamilton. Coon Rapids Bayard visits Guthrie Center. Also among the District 8 contests tonight, an eight-man Cam will be at home against Stanton. Nishnabotna visits East Mills. Fremont Mills will be at home against Sydney, while Lennox will host Essex tonight. That's a mix of district and non-district games around the area this evening. Well, BYU's double-threat quarterback Taysom Hill led the 25th-ranked Cougars past Houston 33-25 last night to raise their record to 3-0. Hill, a leading Heisman Trophy candidate, accounted for 360 yards of offense and a couple of touchdowns in that victory. Joe Flacco threw two touchdown passes, and the Baltimore Ravens seemed motivated to get back to playing football and routing Pittsburgh 26-6, the Ravens bouncing back from a season-opening loss at home to division rival Cincinnati. Bernard Pierce gained 96 yards and 22 carries as part of a ground game that finished with 157 yards. Flacco went 21 of 29 for 166 yards and two touchdown passes. That lopsided game was an exception to an intense rivalry in which 10 of the last 13 games had been decided by 3 points or fewer. In baseball action last night, Johnny Cueto pitched 8 scoreless innings to beat Lance Lynn and send the St. Louis Cardinals to their third consecutive loss. That was a 1-0 day game yesterday. Aroldis Chapman pitched the 9th for his 33rd save and the 3rd in the last 3 games. Elsewhere in the National League, San Francisco beat Arizona 6-2, Pittsburgh over Philadelphia 4-1, Washington beat the New York Mets 6-2, and Milwaukee over Miami 4-2. The last-place Boston Red Sox took advantage of 3 critical errors by the first-place Kansas City Royals as they pulled away late in a 6-3 victory last night, ending a 4-game losing streak. Clay Buchholz allowed 3 runs, 2 earned over 6 1/3 innings for the Red Sox. Kansas City's advantage in the AL Central dropped to just a half a game over idle Detroit. Elsewhere in the American League yesterday, Cleveland swept a doubleheader from the Minnesota Twins 8-2 and 2-0. White Sox beat Oakland 1-0. The Yankees over Tampa Bay 5-4. The Angels beat Texas 7-3. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by the TAMS Insurance Agency in Avoca. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.